Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
All right, Stan Scott standing by, our DIY man. Hey, Stan.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Kia ora, you got a big party at your house tonight.
Oh, you've heard through the grapevine already.
What's the story?
Yeah. Well, I've got a very special guest playing in the shed tonight as a bit of a fundraiser, Adam McGrath, lead singer of the Eastern. Yeah.
Wow, he brings the party.
Yeah, he does. And so he, joined with... Jordan Luck are doing a fundraiser. Well, they've been associated with the Dowford Community Support Trust for a little while, and they've set up a Give a Little page because all the amazing work that that community, that trust does in the community in Christchurch, and sort of just they do a ginormous array of things for the community and just helping out people that can't pay rent or food or. And so it's a really good website. Check it out. It's Dowford Community Support Trust. So, yeah, so I reached out to Adam. I said, do you want to come play in the shed? And so I got about 50 of my mates to come along. I charged them $30 a ticket or something like that. And so all the money goes to Adam and the gig.
Great. What's that word, Dowford, did you say?
Delta, yeah.
Delta.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Enjoy the night, and thanks for calling us early to get give us some DIY tips. Do we paint the underside of doors, Stan, and the top side?
Oh, 100%. You'll get a lot of people that won't, but you know it's important, especially a front door, that you do prime the bottoms of the door, especially on the front door. Like I said, mainly because you're getting a lot of heat generally on one side of the door, so. Especially if it's painted a dark colour, you can get a deflection in the timbre because one side may be painted and the other side is not. So, yeah, 100%, paint all six sides.
Great, and everyone agrees with you. I brought this up earlier. Paul, a pest control technician, says do it to prevent borer laying eggs in the exposed timber. Somebody else is an architect, says the old-school architects who trained him taught him to check the tops and bottoms of the doors, and if they weren't painted, they'd be named as defects. So that's good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Doreen in Gisborne, and apologies if this doubles up with a question you've been asked before, but I think it's slightly different. Can you recommend a way to get scraggly bits of painter's tape off windows? She's left it on too long. You're going to recommend the same product, aren't you?
Well, there is a removal product for tape that has been on too long. Yeah, there's like a tape removal spray that you can put on.
Oh, good one. And any tips on how to apply it next time so it doesn't happen, says Doreen?
Well, there's many different types of masking tape and different colours. So if you have a look at there's blue and green and all sorts of different colours, but if you have a look as to for how long you want to leave it on, if it's just like a 1 or 2 day sort of thing or 5 day, you'll get one particular colour. If you want to leave it on for longer, then that tape will ensure that you can peel it off after a couple of weeks. But if it saves only like a few days, then that's all it is, and then otherwise it will stay on. You know, normally when you buy those cheap, like a pack of five and those sort of the white masking tape, that's sort of like only maybe 3 days max. Otherwise, you have to put that masking tape removal spray on.
Thank you. Sue asks, my husband recently rejibbed our lounge and did a great job, but when it came time to fit the coving between the wall and the ceiling, he struggled to get nice, clean-looking mitre joints in the corners. We got a builder friend in to help, but his mitre joints were no better. Is there an easy way to do these joints, or is a special tool required? We'd really like to redo them as we hate looking at the gappy joins.
Well, if we're talking about plastered coving, or some people actually call coving, or scotia, it is that piece of detail that goes between the wall and the ceiling. If it's actually jib coving, that's pretty easy. If you do have a gap there, that's pretty easy to fill with like a Jib Plus 4 product. But I'm thinking because you've mitered it, it's timber. So generally, rule of thumb when you're doing skirting or scotia, the first when you walk into a room, so the first wall that you see, that's the piece of skirting that you put on the wall first, and then that's the first piece of jib coving or scotia that you put on first, and then your other fishing lines butt into that. So generally, it's a little bit convoluted, but I have actually done a video on showing you how to do it on how to install finishing lines on YouTube. But essentially, you put that first one, and then you have to cut a 45 degree on the next piece, and then you use a coping saw to cut that profile out, and that slots into it.
Love it. Is that on your Mitre 10 series?
Yeah, it is, mate. Yeah, Mitre 10. How to install fishing lines, I believe, yeah.
Nice one. Have a great weekend. Have a great party.
Hey, thanks, Jesse.
Stan Scott at 22 minutes to 4.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.